In Greenville, South Carolina, there stands an institution of intellectual growth, acknowledging the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Behold the islands with their kings, and Europe her best tribute brings. From north to south the princes meet to pay their homage at his feet. There Persia, glorious to behold, there India shines in eastern gold, and barbarous nations at his word submit and bow, and own their Lord.
And there will be more if you try to run away again. Slaves are to work, not to go to school.
Neesima, aged 10, was made a half-slave by the feudal system in effect in Japan in 1853. But Neesima had heard about America, and a man named Commodore Perry who was demanding trade relations between his country and Japan. The desire burned in Neesima's heart to see this far-off land of wonders and to know of its God. When Neesima entered his teens, he gathered the strength to oppose his family's worship of idols. One day, as his family prostrated themselves before their idols, Neesima remained upright.
Honorable Father, I can no longer worship with you.
Are you mad?
These idols are not real. They are but wood and stone. Why should a living man worship dead objects?
Oh, such rebellion. It leads only to disaster.
Neesima, sad at heart, tiptoed out of the room. His heart and soul cried out to he knew not whom.
There must be someone to worship. Oh, if you have eyes, look upon me. If you have ears, listen to me.
In answer to his prayer, the Lord planted within his heart the compulsion to get to America. He had picked up information at the docks to know that the foreigners had a living God. A daring plan formed in Neesima's mind. He would get aboard one of the steamers that came into port. If caught by the Japanese authorities, he would be put to death. If he escaped, he would never be permitted to return to his native land. But he had to go and search for God. In the middle of the night transfer, Neesima managed to elude the police inspectors and boarded a steamer bound for Shanghai. From there, he made his way to Hong Kong. While in Hong Kong, Neesima saw some New Testaments in a bookstore window. This, he knew, had some importance in finding the foreigner's God. But he had no more money, only his samurai sword, the symbol of allegiance to his family and country.
Will you trade this sword for that book?
Yes, yes. Very nice sword.
Oh, eternal being, please do not let it be in vain.
Neesima worked his way from Hong Kong to America on a tramp steamer. The voyage took a year. During this time, he read and reread the Testament, but could not understand much of it. There were no Christians aboard to explain the scriptures to him, but still he read and reread until he knew many passages by heart. Neesima's arrival in Boston was a bitter disappointment. Jobs were not available for a foreign lad who could hardly speak English. The ship's captain finally took pity on the starving lad and took him to the owner of the ship.
Don't be afraid, lad. I want to help you. Now, tell me, what made you forsake your family and country to come here?
I hear of foreigner's God, a living God. I want to find him.
My boy, your pilgrimage is over. I know the living God. I will tell you of him. What's more, I'll take you into my home and adopt you as my son.
Most honorable father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
As soon as Neesima learned that the Savior whom he had read about had truly died for him, he received him and found the peace that he had longed for all his life. In thankfulness, he vowed that he would take the message of Christ back into his own country.
But first, we must send you to school. There is much to learn, my son.
Neesima did well at school. He graduated from Amherst and went on to study for the ministry. Meanwhile, great changes were taking place in Japan. A new emperor, the Mikado, reversed the former policies and deliberately set out to import foreign ways. He sent a delegation to the United States for negotiations and cultural exchanges. The experiment faced dismal failure because the delegation knew no English and had no available interpreter. The search went out to find an interpreter quickly. Neesima was in the right place at the right time. His training and ability brought him immediate recognition, and he was recommended to the emperor as one able to help build his homeland.
Neesima, the emperor wants you to honor your country by accepting the post of advisor to education in the government of Japan.
But I am an outcast.
Not any longer. The emperor has pardoned you.
I am greatly honored. I will return to Japan, but not as a statesman. I want to go as an ambassador for Jesus Christ.
Very well, if that is your wish.
Neesima returned to Japan, and with the help of an American mission board, he founded Japan's first Christian college. His school became a refuge for young people who were driven out of their homes because of their confession of Christ. Some walked as far as 500 miles to attend. Neesima literally wore himself out in the work, and died in 1870. But God, hearing the prayer of a poor, simple half-slave, had made him an outstanding ambassador for Jesus Christ. Beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Listen again next week at this time for another dramatic story of Christian experience on Fortress of Faith, produced on the campus of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.